Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. So glad you're with us today. We'll have Everyday Eagles in a moment, as it is 74 days until kickoff. Tell you about
it. 73 days.
Let's go.
I think it's 73
days.
73.
Yeah.
Because we talked about Sean Andrews in the pre-show meeting.
Right. Are we sure Justin's right?
Nope.
No.
Okay. All right.
Also, it feels like we haven't done Everyday Eagles since we're 92 days away from
the first
game.
It was in the 90s the last time.
Look,
we did,
man.
Don't.
Like, people are going to think they missed it or something. You don't have to tell them we didn't do
it. Fritz.
Well, we were arguing about Jalen every day. So last week, every day was Everyday Eagles when we argued about Jalen. There it was. Oh, there we go. We did it every day. 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Hey, man, I'm worried about Harper, man. I hope my guy going to be all right. When he was talking on the broadcast, he just ain't seemed like he's like, yeah, you know, we're hopeful. Like, he ain't have nothing, you know, like, oh, like how Ike was saying, like, oh, you know, we're close. I'm just nervous, man, because we ain't going nowhere without him. You know what I'm saying?
Well, ultimately, so, you're right. Yeah, you were talking about, yeah, yeah. Ultimately, yes, we're not winning anything.
I am encouraged that they have played well without him. And I think that, you know, I think he takes on a little, I like this about him, he takes on a little too much responsibility himself. And I think if they weren't playing well, it's one of those things where he would force his way back. Whenever he comes back, I want him to be in a situation where he believes he can go straight through to the end of the year. So if it means staying out another 3 weeks so he can get his wrist to a place where he thinks he can play through October, I think that's the right way to handle it.
Yeah, that's what we needed. Also, Ike, you graduated. You are a grandpa, so you at grandpa level now, because you out here talking about, oh, so when he was doing TikToks, you know, his wrist. Hey, that's what dad say. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's where I'm at. Yes.
You can hurt your arm. When you was on that phone, it wasn't hurting. Like,
oh, dude, are you kidding me? I use that with my kids all the time. If it was a TikTok video, you would know what's going on right now.
Or how about this? When somebody doesn't text you back and you see him post something on TikTok or Instagram, it's like,
yeah, get off TikTok and answer your text.
Answer
man.
Your text. Yeah.
And like, one thing about the Phillies, I'm excited, you know, I'm optimistic about what happened this weekend, obviously the Saturday due to the bullpen, but I think we do need another bat, especially with, like, if we don't know, like, the timeline and the return time of Bryce Harper. Like, I mean, Aaron Nola will be back at some time. Now, we don't know how good he'll be, but it's like, the way our starting pitching is, if you have to put one of those guys into the bullpen, you know what I'm saying, I do feel, like, good about that. But it's like, I don't know when Bryce Harper coming back. So that makes me nervous, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know. If we was going to add somebody, if we can't get both, I would want to add a bat, you know what I'm saying?
Well, but I don't think you're adding a bat as a hedge against Bryce. I mean, because if Bryce isn't here, like,
they could
go on a run. But
what I'm saying is, if we add a guy that could be a bat, that could be a consistent player, if Harper has to stay out 3-4 weeks, like we're okay with it now, with the way the Phillies are playing right now. But we know this thing can, you know, flip on like a light, and it could go the other way. You know what I'm saying? Like, baseball, you can come and go. So that's why I'm saying, like, the most good players we got here, until we can get the MVP back, you know what I'm saying? That's going to make me feel better.
Yeah, I agree with you there. I would like both. Ultimately, if I had to choose, it would still be my nightmare is still the bullpen in the playoffs and not a bat. Yes, I hear you. I would like both.
Hey man, we gotta keep ring the bell as the top book in Philadelphia. You know what I'm saying? So I know y'all about to do y'all little talk or whatever, but ring the bell, the top book. And I need you know who to stick to playing football, because the last team that was writing and selling books, it ain't turned out too well. So I need you to stick to playing football. Hey, you my guy, but you know what I'm saying.
I hadn't even thought about that, Corey. Yeah. I hadn't even thought of that.
Corey, next question today. What is the worst?
The worst? I think I said this a lot before, but the worst is when you try to do online shopping and you go to check out and they don't got Apple Pay. You got to go get your wallet. Like, what is this site?
I hear now, you see, on that one.
That's a younger generation problem right there.
It is, though. If I'm sitting somewhere and I do it and it doesn't have Apple Pay, mm-hmm. I'm like, I got to walk all the way over there, get my card. Yeah, I hear that.
Yeah. You're right.
It is. We are spoiled, though.
Totally. I don't even go to stores to shop anymore.
Right. Yes.
I go straight to Amazon.
Yeah.
Everything.
It is 73 days or 74 days to kick off. Right. So why don't we do Every Day Eagles?
Every Day Eagles.
We are either 74 or 73 days until the Eagles kick off their season against the Dallas Cowboys at Lincoln Financial Field. Two little notes on Everyday Eagles today. A very happy 50th birthday to one Howie Roseman.
Happy birthday!
Oh, yeah.
Howie Roseman, 50!
50.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I mean, a strange career it's been for Howie to end up where he is. I think that when you go back to the chip moment of him deciding to stay with the organization after they demoted him, and by the way, like publicly embarrass him, I don't think that was not the purpose, but
I never know with Chip.
Well, you might have been from Chip, not from the organization overall.
Yes, I mean Chip, yes.
Get that guy out of my way. Yeah. You know, like him stay, you just think about the different paths and the different things that could have happened. Who knows what his career is? People might not be talking about him as a Hall of Fame, you know, general manager. Yeah. Who knows if the Eagles win, forget about two Super Bowls. Who knows if they even win one Super Bowl if he doesn't do it. But 50 years old, and from a career standpoint, him doing what he does, he's in his, like, he's got 15 years of his prime left if he decides to continue doing this.
Well, think about this. He's been a part of the Eagles organization for half his life.
Yeah.
I think Howie joined the Eagles in 2000 or either 2001.
Well, because Richie talks about him doing his contract stuff with him, you know.
So when he was younger and was the apprentice to Joe Banner and, you know, learning the business and how he got in, it's 2025. So that's 25 years. So it's almost half his life he spent here with the Eagles and being in that organization and having the ups and downs that he's had and the redemption that he's had to on the way to me, I believe, having a Hall of Fame GM career. Yeah, it's one of the more it really should be an inspirational story. For as much flack as he's taken being here throughout the course of his career, you can do a 30 for 30 on Howie Roseman's career.
Well, we had fire Howie signs
right outside this window, yes.
You know who it kind of reminds me of? He didn't have the same ups and downs. It reminds me of Spoelstra a little bit. Eric Spoelstra signed, you know, started with the Heat
as a video guy. Yep.
And then just became, now he's considered one of the greatest
Hall of Fame coaches
of all time, you know?
Yep. He looks great for 50, by the way.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, you guys are looking fine. When you get, you know, you
fine.
Well, I'm already there.
Yeah, no, but
fine.
You guys look good for 50. Like,
well, I'm not 50.
The funny thing is, in 2015, Howie looked 50 then.
Yes, he's
always.
He might have looked 50 for 20 years, and that's why
he's. Yeah, now then his aging has gone backwards, you know, from the time he's gotten back in and they won the Super Bowl in 17. Prior to that, he was stressing. He looked a little older than he really was.
Although last year, I do appreciate when they lost 6-7 in the Bucs game, the press conference, he looked like he had his beard grown out a little bit. He looked like he was going through it then, too. That might have aged him as well.
Well, the one thing I will say, and he's a lot different than some of any of the other GMs. He seems to wear what we feel on his shoulders as well.
I think so.
Like how he feels what everybody else is feeling around here.
There are some guys that do not pay attention to what's going on. That is not Howie.
Right.
He is hearing everything that everyone is saying.
And it weighs on him.
I'm sure. How could it not?
Yes.
How could it not? I mean, we talk about the pressure, and we'll talk about this guy in a second, but the pressure the quarterback goes through in Philadelphia. Ultimately, Howie is the one who has to make the decision on everybody. Has to make the Hurts decision, the Sirianni decision, all those decisions come back to him.
And what's the best Howie? When his back is just against the wall.
Yeah, he's a problem then.
Yeah, he comes out swinging, man.
There's a lot of versions of Howie I like. Jokey Howie's a good one, where he's just like, thinks he's funny.
Yeah. Well, that's just like confident Howie.
Yeah, like cocky Howie.
Cocky Howie.
He's a problem.
Yeah.
Cocky Howie. Problem.
Well, got himself into a little hot water this year on the podcast.
Oh, the sex joke?
Podcast Howie William, the sex joke.
Yeah, podcast Howie, we don't need
podcast Howie post-Super Bowl?
Yep.
That's a problem.
We had the sex joke, and we had the we don't draft anyone who ever gotten in any trouble, and we got like you know, celebratory Howie maybe these.
We like him when he's buttoned up a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. Now that was also post getting hit in the face with a beer, Howie. So
I forgot about that, and he took a beer can to the head.
He did slice his head right open
for this city.
For this city,
look at what he's done.
I bleed for this city.
All right,
me, I'd have been like, who bleeped through that?
Yeah, you'd still be looking for him. Put out a bounty on him. You know it.
It made Howie look really unathletic.
If
and it
you
wasn't
got
his
hit
fault.
In the head with a beer can, every Chickie's remote we would do from now until the end of time, you would be looking out at the faces of everyone there to see
damn
if you
right.
could
Which
identify.
One damn right.
Every Eagles pregame show, every live broadcast, everything, you'd be looking for that person.
Damn right.
Yep.
Beer can to the head.
Now we've noted that our very own Jack Fritz is an author, but he's not the only author in Philadelphia. ringthebellbook.com, in that Jalen Hurts has authored a children's book called Better Than a Touchdown. Here's what Jalen had to say about it.
What's going on, everyone? It's Jay Hurts tapping in. I'm back home on the east side of Houston, Texas, where it all began for me, Tice Elementary, and I'm very excited to share this moment with you guys. It's always been a dream of mine to have my own children's book, and I'm blessed to say that that dream is now becoming reality. We're better than a touchdown. It's a lot of hard work, a lot of love put in this book. It's very heartfelt because without the lessons learned, I wouldn't be where I am today. And so I'm excited to extend those lessons to the next generation, and hopefully it uplifts them just as the many lessons I learned did the same for me.
Better Than a Touchdown comes out in March of 2026.
Next year.
Yes. Yeah, so they're going to put the finishing touches on it.
Man, it's early.
Yeah. Yeah.
Promoting that thing already?
Yeah. Now, Corey's worried about him.
Not even a Christmas book. What is that? Next year? That's not even a book for Christmas.
No, it's March 10th of next year. Yeah.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Now, Corey's worried about Jalen writing a book. Something tells me there's not going to be that many words in this book.
Come on.
It's a children's book.
Okay.
Not because he can't write a book, but because it's a children's book, you know. And you can see the picture of it. It doesn't even look like a young adult book. It looks like a kid's book.
Right. Jonah Cameron wrote a kid's book, right?
Yes, he did. Well, that was for young adults, right? That's for what
a coming
he said.
Of age story.
11 to 16.
11 to 16, yeah. Yeah. Well,
Jalen's is younger.
Yeah, that's what what it looks like. Yeah, it looks like a little kid's book.
Yeah, I'll get one for Walker and Sutton.
And the will you?
No.
Well, why not?
Can't.
Why not?
Nah.
We're buying them one.
Uncle Ike's gonna get him one.
Yeah. Great. Great.
Now the character in the book is named Jalen.
Nice,
but it's not Jalen Hurts.
Of course.
Yeah.
But it's a story all about Jalen's trials and tribulations.
Yes.
But it's not Jalen.
But it's not Jalen.
I think. Yeah. Per Elliot's tweet. I didn't get the PR.
God, Elliot. Has he already read the book?
Oh, well. Thirsty Elliot, I'm sure, is going to say it's the best children's book of all time.
Elite children's book.
Yeah.
Let me just say this.
Yeah.
I'm okay with this book. As opposed to Nick Foles' book.
Yeah, at least it's not like 300 pages like that was. This 15, maybe.
And Nick Foles was not the starting quarterback.
Well, yes, there was that. Well, and Doug did his book at the same time.
That was the worst. Yeah, yes. I didn't need Doug writing a book. Thank God Coach Nick Sirianni has not written a book that we know of yet. that we know of yet.
He doesn't seem like a book guy. Seems like maybe a children's book guy as well, Coach Sirianni.
Pictures only?
Yeah. Picture book.
That's why I'm never writing a book. I don't need my book scrutinized.
Yeah, I know. Spice basically called me an idiot for 2.5 months since this whole book came out.
I bought one.
You did? Well, I know. You bought one strictly to see how dumb I was.
Oh, yeah. Nah. We're definitely going to read it. We're going to have a breakdown.
Dude,
of it.
As soon as I get my copy, we are doing readings of the book here.
You really don't have to.
Oh, I'm going to. Yeah. It'll be help sell the book.
Of course it is. We have story time here.
Yes, right here.
We have story time.
Here's where Jack sounded like a loser.
Yep. Maybe we'll get Honest Jack on for that.
Imagine this. Does the camera read his book in the mornings?
His own book?
Yeah. Do they read any excerpts from his book?
I don't know.
Passages
from any passages from DeCamera's book?
He's going to be shameless with his book talking about
it. Well, we got to have him on this show and then just obliterate him when he's... Yeah.
Well, because apparently he wrote it because his nephew didn't know who Julius Erving was. And he said, that's a violation or whatever.
Text him a link, Joe.
He wrote it because his nephew didn't know who Julius Erving was.
And so this is where I take my stand.
Yeah. Well, Joe doesn't know that the internet exists, and there's plenty of opportunity.
How old was the kid? We're grilling the six-year-old?
Yeah, on... Dr. J. Come on. 215-592-9494. Jack?
Welcome to the show.
There you go. Well, here.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know. Listen, summer's heating up.
Yep.
Your AC's on the fritz.
Oh, the worst.
You like that one?
What if it was happening now? What would they do, Jack?
I know. You know what they got to do?
Tell them.
They got to call my guy, because I got a guy now.
Oh, you got an HVAC guy?
I do. Christian Home Services has you covered with all your cooling, heating, and plumbing and electrical needs. The guys at Christian came out a couple weeks ago, checked out the house, gave me the old rundown, checked my AC.
In good shape?
It's in pretty good shape. I'm going to need to get a little bit of upgrade.
The guys at Christian?
Yeah. The guys at Christian.
Oh. Yeah. He's not, he might be.
Might be, but point is I got a guy.
Yeah.
And they hooked me up with a preferred partner plan, which includes priority service every time you call, a 15% discount on all service parts and labor, and free HVAC and plumbing home inspections. Plus, they got the best service in the business and a team that you can trust. 90% of AC system problems can be traced back to bad install. That's why premium installation matters, and that's all Christian does. Right now, check out their summer special, zero payments and zero interest for 18 months or $2,000 off your new HVAC system. Christian Home Services, now you've got a guy. They've got me covered. They've got you too. Visit ChristianHVAC.com.
Can I tell you, Jake, you're going to appreciate that when there's a problem, that you get that priority or whatever.
Yeah.
Because that's when everybody calls.
I'm just going to say, hey, you know who I am.
You have the priority.
Yeah.
You have that service or whatever.
Yeah.
All right. 215-592-9494. Eagle Shirley, you're on WIP. What's up, Cheryl?
Hey, family. How y'all doing?
Great. How you doing?
What's up, Eagle Shirley?
All is well. Listen. Oh, man, I'm listening to y'all. Just getting off work. I would love to call in earlier, but I have a new job. I'm still doing adjunct professing, and there's a lot going on. But I'm calling to say hi. Loving what my fields are doing. And happy birthday, Howie. I want to say I got you, man. I got you, bro. I got you, man. I got you, dude. But anyway.
That's probably the only person that said that to Howie.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Howie, that is probably a singular sort of message that you're giving Howie. Obviously, he got a lot of happy birthdays, but one like that is probably only coming from you.
Yeah. That's legend. But my boy, legendary, Ike Freak, hanging out Saturday. Oh, no, that was yesterday. It was Sunday, right?
Yeah.
Hanging out Sunday, doing this thing. You know, for the football youth academy clinic, he was doing his thing, and I'm paying attention, and I'm watching, and I'm like, okay, Ike, you going around to the kids, and, you know, Ike decides, you know, let me get down here and do the little runs, do a little drill. And I'm watching, and I'm like, well, what is going on? Why is he kneeling down? Why is he getting ready to go through these ropes? Why is he up? Ike done dropped the ball.
You just had to add that part in there.
Oh, you dropped the ball. Oh,
yes.
Well, he wasn't a receiver.
That's what I said.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Tom Brady.
I did. Yeah.
I tried not to laugh. But it was so good seeing you out there with the kids. And oh my goodness, yo, you on defense all day long. You're the best at it. I'm just saying.
Yeah, stay on the side. Yeah, stay on the defensive side of the
right.
ball.
Right, not a tight end. You're not going to transition to tight end at this point in your career.
No, not even that. But no, it's good talking to you. I really, 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 really wish I could call in earlier. But like I said, I got this new gig going on, and I'm still doing my thing with my fields. You know, I like what I see, what's going on, and I see a lot of people been giving flack lately. But I just sit back and let everybody else give all the flack, and then I'm waiting my turn, because I know I'm never off the bandwagon. I'm never off with my team. I'm with them ride or die, win or lose. It doesn't matter. That's my team. That's my squad. I'm going to be with them. Same with the, you know, my Birds. Although the Flyers ain't did much, and Sixers, they like on this line of like, okay, are we going to be alive? Are we going to die? What's going on? It's so many question marks. I want to be there for them. It's just the season, the way it ended, it just hurts you. So you just don't know which way to go with the Sixers. And I want to cheer for them. I want to be there for them. But I don't know what they're going to do on Wednesday and Thursday. I have no clue. Spike, I know you're a big Sixers, or a basketball person. So Do you have any idea of what's about to happen for them and with them?
I think they will get VJ Edgecombe or Trey Johnson. One of those two guys. And if they can trade back, they will. So, and what's going to happen next year? I don't know. I hope it's good. I'm just like you. I am crossing my fingers and praying, but I've done that before and it hasn't worked. So we'll see what happens.
Okay. My last question, I'm going to let y'all go. This is not a big major deal or anything, but I don't know, and I'm probably late to the camp for this conversation because it happened a while ago, but has anyone talked about, or have y'all talked about Michael Vick and versus DeSean Jackson out here at the link, you know, that's coming up soon? Has that been a conversation?
Not really.
Do we care, or do anybody
care? Well,
we care. As you get closer to the game, yeah, we'll probably discuss it more.
Yeah. I don't think most of us don't know much about those two teams,
yeah, or have an affiliation with the schools.
Right. Now, it's cool they're coaching against each other.
Yes.
That's a sentence I don't know that I would have ever dreamed of five years ago.
I would not have ever dreamed of that.
Coach DeSean versus Coach Mike Vick. I didn't think that was going to happen.
Okay.
But it's cool.
I think it's cool.
I got tickets for the game. Just you know.
Oh, no, I'll be there, too. I'll be there. Yeah. No, we'll definitely get into that, Eagle Shirley.
And I'm down with the book. I'm down with the Jalen Hurts book. I got you, baby.
I thought you meant Fritz book.
And I know it's 2026 coming out next year for the kids. And I got a surprise for y'all. I got one, too, but that's to be.
Hold on. You got a book, too?
Couple of weeks. In the next couple of weeks.
Oh.
You know,
no wonder you called.
Wait a minute. Hold up. You know I do stuff for the ladies. So I have my own, you know, different audience.
Yeah, of course. Yes, of course. Yes.
This is to continue to help elevate and encourage and educate and empower and keep them included. So I'm all against being, you know, excluding women from, you know, football.
Yeah, for sure.
And stuff. So yeah. When I teach in these classes, a lot of stuff they ask. So, you know, instead of me just having these private sessions, you know, why not share?
Might as well put it in the book. So yeah. Yeah.
I think it's going to be short and simple to the point, and it's going to help a lot of the guys,
yep,
a lot of
that's how we write them.
The ones that married out. It's going to help you all out. It's going to be a book for everybody.
All right. I'm getting my wife a book.
Yeah.
Everybody gets a book.
Everybody gets a book. I'm writing a book, too.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call, Sherry.
I love you all. God bless.
All right, Eagle Shirley.
All right. Good to hear from you, Shirley.
Good people.
Jack, you got a lot of competition. First to camera, then Jalen Hurts, then yeah. Eagle Shirley.
Yeah, you guys going to make any money, man. Everybody's tapping into the market.
Yeah, I know.
Nobody even reads.
No, I know.
What a weird time for everybody to write a book.
Yeah. I'll do the audio book, too. You guys going to buy an audio book?
I actually will.
You are doing an audio book?
You're doing it? Oh, okay.
No,
oh.
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm going to hire Buzz to do it.
Yeah, your voice is not what I need to hear.
Well,
yeah.
I don't need to hear Buzz either.
Hold on, man.
Oh,
man,
hold on. Get Luke to do it.
Luke.
But we're not putting people to sleep.
Deep voice Luke?
Come on, man. It'd be like Morgan Freeman, man.
Yeah. Come on. He's legendary.
James Earl Jones.
Yes. Yeah. Jack, what's coming up in the top 5 and 5?
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You're back to 5. We're off doing 11
yeah.
now.
You're back to 5. Age-old debates that I believe are now settled.
Once and for all.
Settled.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, we did it once and for all.
We did do that.
Did
we
not matter, but we did it.
Yeah, we didn't. We didn't solve any of this debate.
Solve anything.
It never was going to matter. It never was going to matter.
No,
it was a good bit, though.
That's the trick.
Yep.
All right, age-old debates that are settled.
Yes.
Coming up next in the top 5 of 5. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.